Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about 2024 mission mindset, and we're coming from the book of Esther, chapter 4. So grab your journals. So as you guys know, we're doing an Esther series, and today we're studying Esther, chapter 4. But before we get into today's word, I want to let you guys know that 2024 is literally here, and I'm so excited to speak on the 2024 mission mindset. For the rest of this Esther series, all of the words will be on the Christian Bay Podcast, because the Christian Bay TV, we have something new that's starting January 1st. So for the Esther series, it's going to be on the Christian Bay Podcast. This will be the last video on YouTube. If you want to continue the Esther series with me, you need to listen to the Christian Bay Podcast, because on January 1st, it's a new video dropping on the Christian Bay TV. And I can't wait to share it with you guys and open this new chapter with you guys. I actually, moment of transparency, I feel like I've been kind of running away from fully stepping into something that God has been calling me to do for the longest. And 2024, he's just like, stop playing with me. Like, stop playing with me. So in 2024, all of the purpose words, all of the words to strengthen your relationship with God, they will be on the podcast. Now, as far as relationships and marriage and preparing for the person or the partner that God has for you, all of that will be on the Christian Bay TV. So starting January 1st, we're having an event February 2024. Like, we're jumping straight into it, because from here on out, the Christian Bay will speak on purpose as well as partners. So that is the new that we're stepping into for 2024. This is a 2024 mission mindset. God has confirmed it to me over and over and over again. I'm pretty sure you guys can tell that I've been fasting off of Instagram, and it's a new season, it's a new year, and we're jumping in head first. And God is so intentional. I didn't even plan on sharing this, but God is so intentional, because God didn't reveal my purpose to me till I got with the person that he has called me to be with. That's when God revealed my purpose to me. So I feel like it's so intentional on his part to have me speaking about purpose as well as partners entering this new year, because I did not find my purpose until I got with my partner. So I'm excited for this new journey. I'm excited for this new chapter. Whether you're single, courting, or married, the Christian Bay TV is going to have different videos that help you prepare for the partner and the person that God has called you to, or help you better steward the person that you already have. So that's going to be on the Christian Bay TV, and the Christian Bay Podcast will be all about purpose. It's God's podcast, honestly, so it might be on both. I don't know, y'all. I don't have the answers. I'm literally just waking up day by day and being obedient. So y'all come on this journey with me as we pray our way to success. I think I know, but then maybe I don't know. So as for now, the Esther series will be on the podcast, because the Christian Bay TV, we're talking about love, relationships, marriage, and stewarding the people and the marriages that God has called us to. So I'm so excited to enter this new chapter with you. Y'all want to know what's also so funny? I just thought about this. It's the fact that me and my friends have been meeting monthly since June. Me and my friends have been praying every Wednesday for our husbands, or if they're not married yet, their future husbands. And it's just like, I just haven't extended it to y'all. And God is just like, Girl, I've called you to more people than just your friends. So I'm excited for this new chapter. I'm excited for our first event to be happening in February. Y'all been asking me about the next girls' night. I haven't even posted the recap from the previous girls' night, the 11-11 God, please send me some godly friends. And I know y'all probably like, girl, you had it, you ain't say nothing. But that's because marketing, y'all. Like, it's a whole plan, okay? When I drop that recap, that's when the tickets will be available for the next one. But I'm telling y'all first, y'all are my bays. I'm telling y'all that it's going to be February 2024. And it is going to be in Orlando, okay? It's going to be in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be another girls' night, and of course it's gonna be love themed. So whether you're a wife, or if you're a girlfriend, or if you're single but you do desire marriage, or you just want to know how to do love God's way, this is the event for you. That is the theme for this year. Where Wives War is going to be the monthly wives workshop that I'm hosting every month, and we are just diving into relationships and marriage in the year 2024. So that's the details, because I've been seeing y'all emails about the event, and y'all, I couldn't say nothing. I can't tell you nothing that I don't know, okay? I didn't know the date. I knew it was going to be another one, but I didn't know when. And God gave me this download, and literally, like, everything just fell into place. Like, Y'all will hear more about it on YouTube, but it's happening in February in Orlando, Florida. The tickets will be available this month. The tickets will be available on January 17th. Don't say I ain't warned y'all. I'm giving y'all all the details now. So if you got to get a flight or whatever, it's going to be in Orlando, Florida, February 17th. I wasn't even going to drop the date, but just in case you got to get flights and stuff, Orlando, Florida, February 17th. It's another Bay night. Wear wives war. If you're not a wife yet, you're going to be a wife. If that's in God's will for you, come out, learn about love, learn about relationships, do it the right way. I don't know what all these other podcasts and people talk about when it comes to love and relationships, but we coming straight out the word. Y'all already know how I do. It's coming straight from the word, baby. And it's happening February 17, 2024. I might as well make the tickets available today because I just told y'all everything. I don't know. Check the bio, check the description. It might be in the description, but February 17, 2024. In Orlando, Florida will be the next girls' night. I will be dropping a recap for the previous one this month. It's all a marketing strategy. So I see y'all emails. I'm not ignoring y'all. Y'all know I just have to move according to God's timetable, God's planning, and that's why I'm done fasting now. So I can tell y'all that's why I was fasting from Instagram, because you got to get in a secret place to get details of the mission that God has for your life. Okay, so if you're interested in joining me for the first monthly wives workshop, Wear Wives War, it's happening January 6th. That link will be in the description. The event is February 17th. I should just put the tickets up today because y'all already know, but I'll see y'all there. If you're in Orlando and you want to, I think somebody reached out to me for like treats or something like that, send an email. Now that you know more details, now that you know the date, send an email. And can't wait to see y'all in Orlando on February 17th. 10 girls max. I told 10 girls max. That's it. 10 girls max. So the link might be in the description, or you might have to wait to January 17th. Just checking and see. Now that y'all got all of my business that I didn't even feel like sharing with y'all, let's get into today's word. So in the book of Esther, chapter 4, we're talking about 2024 mission mindset. And in this chapter, it's talking about how Mordecai has found out that Haman has put out a hit on all the Jews. And now Mordecai is freaking out, right? Esther finds out that Mordecai is like, you know, freaking out. So she sends one of her attendants. And Mordecai tells her attendants what's going on and basically saying like, Esther, you got to go talk to the king. So when the attendant came back and told Esther, Esther's like, you need to let Mordecai know that nobody could go talk to the king without the king calling them in, and it's been 30 days since I've been called into the king, so what do you really want me to do? And then we get to verse 14, which God allowed to stand out to me, and this is Mordecai talking to Esther. He said, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish, and who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Mordecai said, if you remain silent right now, God gonna bring relief and deliverance from somewhere else, but you and your father's family will perish. Like, you have been placed in this royal position for such a time as this, and it's time for you to get moving with your mission. And as I was reading this, what God allowed to stand out to me is that when it comes to the mission or the purpose that God has placed on our life, a lot of time we like to play by the rules. We like to look at the way that other people do it, or look at other people's blueprint, and it's like, okay, I can do this or I can't do that. But God is saying today in 2024, I don't need you talking about it's been 30 days since I seen the king, so I can't help you. I don't need you talking about I don't have that degree, or I don't have that certification, so I can't apply for the job. I don't need you talking about I don't have that credit score, so I'm not gonna start looking for a house. God said, I don't need you talking about how things are normally done. I have placed a mission and an assignment on your life, and in 2024 I want you to get moving on it, even if it doesn't make sense. Esther said, it's been 30 days since I seen the king. And Mordecai said, perhaps you were called for such a time as this. Mordecai wasn't trying to hear none of that. You are in royal position. Whatever you gotta do to make this mission, to make this shift come to pass, that's what you need to do. Don't allow the rules of the land to keep you stagnant from what God has called you to. What God also allowed to stand out to me in verse 14 is when Mordecai said, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. If you don't step into that thing that God has called you to, it will be done. God's will come to pass whether you get in position or not. it's gonna happen. So Mordecai was letting her know something's gonna be done. Now, whether or not you are a part of that something is up to you, but I need you to know that heavy is the crown. I need you to know that God has given you a royal position for such a time as this. If you're in position and now a problem arises, how dare you think that you don't have to do anything about it? You're called for such a time as this. That thing that bothers you, that thing that everybody else overlooks that you can't overlook, God has called you for such a time as this. Mordecai said, relief and deliverance will arise, but you and your family will perish if you don't accept the anointing that's already on your life. Esther was already in position. You already know that thing that God has called you to do. You already know the mission that God has placed on your life. Whoever this word is for, you know. But you've just been allowing the rules and the way that other people do it to hold you back or make you second guess or question yourself. And God is saying, in 2024, I need you to get moving on your mission. I don't care about the rules. I don't care about how everybody else did it. I don't care about the fact that it doesn't look like it normally looks, or it's not unraveling like it normally unravels. I don't care that it's been 30 days since you've seen the king. I don't care if you didn't go to school for it. I don't care if your family told you not to do it. I don't care if people gonna be talking about you. In 2024, I need you to know that I have called you for such a time as this. Because if you don't do it, relief and deliverance will come from somewhere else. God's will be done, but will you be a part of it? Are you gonna let people and their opinions or the rules of this world cause you to miss your mark? You tried playing it by the rules in 2023. God said, let me see how crazy your faith can get in 2024. That you're so mission mindset that you don't even care about what people say you can or can't do. Because if God called you to it, whatever desire or whatever ideal you have, if it's according to his will, he will allow it. I was talking to somebody last night and she was saying, I don't know if this thing is going to work out for me. And I said to her, if it doesn't work out for you, where will you be? Exactly where you are now. If it does not work out for you, you would not be any worse off. You're going to be exactly where you are now. So being that you can't go any lower because you're at the starting point, why not take the risk? Why not try? Why not have faith? Because there's a 50-50 chance. If you get the 50% chance that you fail, at least you're failing where you are now, so you ain't lose nothing. In 2024, our mind is set on our mission and what God has called us to do. Not the rules of this world, not fear holding us back and keeping us bound. We're focused on moving according to the mission that we've been called to. When Mordecai said to Esther, perhaps you have been called for such a time as this, Esther said, go gather together all the Jews and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. And this is the mindset that God wants us to have in 2024. Whatever God has called you to do, whatever mission is assigned to your life, God wants you all in. If I fail at it, I fail at it. At least I try. If they talk about me, they talk about me. At least I try. But I refuse to be stagnant. I refuse to be bound by fear. I refuse to live a life less than a life that God has called me to, because I'm worried about some rules that don't even come from my father. I'm worried about some rules that come from imperfect people. I'm worried about following the law of people that's not even living in their purpose. If I perish, I perish, because there's something growing inside of me, and there's an anointing and a calling, a mission and a purpose inside of me, and it must be birthed, or God is going to choose somebody else. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss my mark. So I got to keep my mindset on my mission and not worry about if it makes sense. Because when you really think about it, it's like, Esther, you just got in the house. I mean, you just got in this royal position and you already trying to do stuff your way. But yeah, because when God calls you, he doesn't care about the structure and the status and the rules and the regulations. He's called you for such a time as this. And God is saying, in 2024, I need you to stop worrying about what I'm not worried about. If I have called you here, I already made sure the path is clear. Go forth. If I have called you here, I've already ordered your steps. Go forth. If I have called you here, favor is already waiting on you. Go forth. How long are you going to let your mind stop you from accomplishing your mission? Because God said, in 2024, I ain't trying to hear it. I let you do it your way in 2023. I let you do it according to their rules, according to their law. I let you play it safe. And you see, that did not bring any fulfillment, because you know what I'm birthing inside of you. You know what I have promised you, and you haven't seen it come to pass yet. So there must be more waiting for you. How long are you going to let your mind stop you from moving according to your mission? Because what we fail to realize sometimes is that when we try to move according to other people's rules, there's no movement at all. You're not getting nowhere because you're trying to do it the way that they're doing it. That's theirs. If it worked for them, it was because it was willed for them. But as far as you, when is your movement going to start? Because if you're not moving, if you're not doing, you're not accomplishing a mission. Trying to play it safe. You try to make sure all of your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, but God is saying today, this has never been done before. So I just need you to get so set on the mission that you don't try to figure out the how, because I am the how. I tell you when to move. I tell you to do things that have never been done before. So you're spending so much time researching and trying to plan it all out when what I have called you to has never been planned before. So you can't plan it out. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. When I tell you to move, you got to move. Because until you start moving, there's no mission. It's so funny because after I finished studying this word, I took a walk around my community. I just be doing walks because I don't know if y'all have ever went on a walk, but like it's really therapeutic. Like it clears your mind. It's fresh air. It's exercise. Like there's just so many benefits to just going to take a walk. It's very refreshing, right? So after I finished writing these notes for this podcast, I went and took a walk around my community. And now I know that God was calling me to take a walk because as I was taking a walk, I walked past this building and it was a U-Haul. At first, I was thinking, oh, it's the end of the month, so they're probably moving in. But then as I continue to look at a U-Haul, I'm just like, well, dang, or they could be moving out. Like, they lease could be just starting, or they lease could be up. Like, you don't really know. When you see a U-Haul somewhere, you don't know the purpose of it. The mission could be for the person to move out, or the mission could be for the person to move in, right? Follow me. So as I continue to walk, now I'm just looking at this U-Haul, and the U-Haul is open, and it's stuff in the U-Haul. But again, the stuff being in the U-Haul still doesn't give me any clarity of the mission. Because if they're moving out, they could have just put the stuff in there. Or if they're moving in, maybe they didn't grab the stuff yet. So y'all, I'm slowing down my walk now because now I want to know what's the mission. What is the mission for this object? And you want to know why I couldn't know the mission? Because there was no movement. There was nobody by the truck. The truck was just sitting there open with stuff in it. I didn't know the mission of it until I saw movement. Until I saw somebody come out the house with boxes in their hand and place the boxes in the U-Haul truck. And that movement let me know the mission, and the mission was they were moving out. If I would have saw somebody come out the house and take boxes off the U-Haul and walk it in the house, then that would have let me know that the mission was to move in. And God said to me, you don't know the mission until you get moving. See, a lot of times we want to stand still and plan out the mission. We want to stand still and figure out the mission. We want to stand still and talk about the mission. And God said in 2024, you're not going to know the mission until you get moving. And that's today's seed. Today's seed is move me 2024 seed. Because Father God, I understand that until I get moving, I'm just going to look like a parked U-Haul truck. And I may have a lot of stuff in me and I may be equipped with a lot, but until I get the moving it, there's no mission. Until I get the moving it, people walking past and thinking that it's just there. People walking past and thinking there's no purpose for it because there's no movement. And you can sow the 2024 movie seed to $ the Christian Bay or PayPal ZeldaChristianBay @gmail.com. 2024 move me, because I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to be posted up and people like, oh, I don't really know what's happening with that, but whatever, it's not moving, so it doesn't matter. I don't really know what's happening with that because they sitting in the truck planning. I don't really know what's happening with that because she says it's under construction. I don't really know what's happening with that because she's still waiting on clarity when God already gave her a word to get moving. 2024, move me, because I need my mission to be clear. What's going on here? What's on brand? What has God called you to do? What's your anointing? We won't know until you get moving. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. But I understand that I have been placed in this position to accomplish a mission. 2024, move me. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for allowing us to see, live in, and experience the last day of 2023. Father God, we thank you for carrying us to 2023. And as we walk into 2024, our first prayer is for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, with all the things that we can ask for in the prayer boards and the vision boards that we can make and the plans, the digital vision boards that we can create and put it on our phone, Father God, I pray for your will to be done, because I understand that your will is bigger than our imagination could ever be, Father God. So instead of making all of these requests that's according to my own understanding and my own knowledge, Father God, I pray for your will to be done, because I know that you know the desires of my heart. You're such a good Father. You already know the things that I want, but I need to be in a position to be able to live according to, move according to, and stand on your will, and trust that what you have in store for me is better than anything I can place on a vision board. So Father God, my prayer for 2024 is for your will to be done. Father God, we love you, and today we sow the 2024 move me seed. Move me in your steps. Move me in your will. Move me on your timing. Move me according to your word. Move me with the people you want me around. Move me in the state you want me in. Move me in the house you want me in. Move me in the car you want me in. Move me in the church you want me in. Move me in the community you want me in. Father God, move me according to your will, because I understand that you know what's best. In 2023 and 2024 and 2025, you know what's best for our lives, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. The Bay Brainstorming and Bible Study is happening on January 7th as well as January 21st. I cannot wait to connect with you guys, to get consistent with you guys, to brainstorm with you guys. It's going to be happening on Zoom. It's usually like an hour long, and we're just going to get together and talk about what are you being consistent with. I pray that you're being consistent with your mission. I pray that you're being consistent with your purpose, and I'm going to help you strategize and figure out ways to accomplish that while keeping God first in the midst of it. Don't get so caught up in your New Year's resolution that you lose focus of what matters most, and that's God and His kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. We're also going to be having our first monthly wives workshop happening on January 6th. All of that information will be in the description. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. Bye.